As colleges across the country welcome students back to campus, incoming freshmen are starting college in the middle of a pandemic. Side Effects reporter Carter Barrett spoke with some of these students about their choices to either start or defer college this fall.
Hundreds of thousands of students are heading back to campus this fall, despite the ongoing pandemic. And while young people appear to be less likely to develop serious symptoms from COVID-19, there are still fears of passing the disease to more people and putting a strain on the country's already limited testing capacity. Leanne Bouguet is a freshman at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She'll be living on campus this semester, and she's happy with the university's reopening plan.
I like the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's plan so far because they've definitely given out specific information, but I feel like it's not too overbearing.
Bouguet says she didn't want to put her education on hold for the pandemic.
I really like school, and I like to socialize, so I definitely would have had some fear of missing out if I would have stayed home.
Also planning to live on campus is Indiana University freshman Anya Heminger. She's worried some of her peers may not follow public health guidelines.
I'm hoping that everyone will be following the rules that are going to be set in place by the campus, wearing masks everywhere that we're going and making sure to not have large gatherings.
Heminger decided to live on campus even though all her courses are online. That's because she hopes to get involved with other activities on campus, like the student newspaper.
Kind of worried about is the fact that I'm going to be all online. Like, am I making the right decision with still going to campus?
Just as anxious is Indiana University freshman Rama Sardar, who says she knows this fall semester won't be the college experience she expected.
And I think students are definitely allowed to be upset. I mean, we're being robbed of so many experiences. But I think at the end of the day, we need to understand what we do have.
In Bloomington, where Indiana University is located, young people are already leading the rising number of cases, according to data from the state health department. Tom Dzinski is head of the epidemiology department at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. He says there's a real possibility colleges will be forced to pivot to online-only education, especially if students and others on campus don't use masks and practice social distancing.
But the reality is I am 100% prepared, I think as most faculty are, to, you know, pull back and let's just go all virtual.
Dzinski says there really isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to tackling COVID-19 on campuses, but there are a few key things that public health experts have been saying all along. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and physically distance. Then, if someone tests positive, isolate that person and trace their contacts.
If we can do those things, you know, and that's where each campus or each school has to kind of weigh their own ability to do this. If they can do that, then I'd say, yes, we can go back to school.
The University of Illinois requires all students and staff to be tested for COVID-19 twice a week. A study from Harvard and Yale suggests that is the minimum threshold to safely reopen. Indiana University officials say they can't meet this capacity, but every student will be tested upon arrival and then randomly throughout the semester. It's the unknowns that led Haven Dagger to put off going to University of Missouri this semester. Mizzou is starting in-person classes this fall, and out-of-state tuition there is pricey.
You know, it's all a money grab, and I don't really want to be a guinea pig to all of that for fall semester.
Plus, Dagger expects the university will pivot to online classes anyways.
And it all just comes down to, like, you know, I'm just wasting my money. I'm wasting it on a university that is just pulling cash from my bank account just to give me an online college experience that I really don't want, you know.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.